From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Survivors of last week's Florida high school massacre have announced a march on Washington and other major U.S. cities next month, demanding tangible action so to prevent future school shootings. Emma Gonzalez is a student at the school where 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz killed 17 students and teachers last week.
Despite being tipped off to the FBI multiple times, he was able to legally purchase an AR-15. He was able to legally purchase that semi-automatic rifle and come into my school and slaughter 17 of my people. Because of these gun laws, people that I know, people that I love have died, and I will never be able to see them again.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has ordered a review of how the FBI and other authorities deal with tips they receive about potential mass shooters. White House says that President Trump will be hosting what it calls a listening session with high school students and teachers on Wednesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed that Iran is an existential threat to the Middle East. Also speaking at a Munich security conference, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif dismissed the Israeli Prime Minister's comments. VOA asked Iran analyst Benam Ben Tablou of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about the war of words between Iran and Israel.
It is a war of words, but it's a war of words that's for quite a few years now been increasingly borne out in terms of low-intensity conflict through a series of proxies, militias, and client states that Iran has.
And speaking in a Moscow today, Zarif reiterated his belief that Israel is the real threat in the Middle East. This is VOA News. Poor conditions hindered crews searching for the wreckage of an Iranian passenger plane today. It went down shortly after takeoff from Tehran on Sunday, all on board feared dead. Reuters' Joel Labey reporting the crash site has been found, but weather conditions are hampering access.
On Monday, bad weather was making it near impossible for search crews to do their job. Rain coupled with a rocky terrain is making most roads near the town of Semirom unpassable. And as a critical rescue window closes, there's no telling if any of the 65 passengers and crew on board survived. The Asaman twin-engine turboprop was en route from Tehran to the southwest city of Yasuj when it came down on Sunday. Since then, state TV says more than 100 emergency personnel have been deployed to the area, while two helicopters were twice sent out to look for remains of the aircraft, only to be turned back because of the harsh conditions.
Reuters' Joel Labey reporting. Afghanistan's political crisis has deepened, with a second provincial governor defying a presidential order. President Ashraf Ghani's office has approved the appointment of new heads for five provinces, including Samangan in the north, as part of an effort to improve local Afghan governance. But Abdul Karim Kadam, who has been governing Samangan for a year, denounced his ouster. Abdul Latif Ibrahimi has been named the new governor of Samangan. Russian news reporting now that a gunman opened fire on people leaving a church service in the North Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least five people, wounding five others. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the shooting. For the first time in the 67 editions of U.S. professional basketball's All-Star Game, the league abandoned the traditional East-West format used since 1951 and allowed team captains LeBron James and Steph Curry to choose their own rosters. James on that game format change.
You know, that draft, it was something that hadn't been done before, and the great thing about our commissioner, he's absolutely okay with trying something new, you know, to change the format, and it definitely worked out for everybody.
Team LeBron won that game 148-145. Steph Curry spoke to reporters about his team's loss.
It's obviously just great defense by them, and they just made one more play than we did to get the win.
Yes, indeed. James also was named the All-Star Game Most Valuable Player for the third time at the All-Stars. And at the Winter Olympics, ice skaters from Canada, Tessa Vertue and Scott Moir, have topped their own short-distance world record and won the gold. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.